When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Happy Friday, my loves, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Yoga Curl Daily. And it's Feel Good Friday today, which means it's time for our self-care practice of this week. Now, this whole week, we have continued to return to the theme and the topic of hope and of anticipation and excitement and gratitude for the future. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So today, as a feel-good practice, I would love for you to decide on something that you know you're really excited is coming your way in the future. So it could be something that you're working toward, like a project, or something that's inevitably on its way. And taking a moment today to actually sit down and tangibly invite and evoke that moment or that experience in this day today. So a great example of that, I have two examples actually that are aligning that I'm really, really, really excited about and feeling hopeful around. One of them is this impending move that I have. I'm moving from Aruba to Sweden. It's about less than a month. It's 27 days left, I think, today. And I'm really excited, feeling a lot of anticipation around that move. But I'm also stressed. I have a lot of overwhelming things to deal with to make that move happen. So for me to honor that excitement and bring it from the future into today, I'm going to give myself a moment today to envision what it's going to feel like when I finally arrive to our new place. And for me, I have this kind of goal image in my head of sitting down in front of the fire, because we have a little fireplace in this new house that we have in Sweden. I have this image of sitting down in front of the fire with a bowl of tea. And today, for this practice, for me to tangibly feel that excitement and that hope that there is something good coming in the future, especially when I'm having a hard day or if this is a hard week, this is going to be a good way to bring some solidity and structure and a sense of joy into our day. I get to sit down and really envision that moment. Today, when I sit down for tea here in Aruba, I'm going to really hold the image of that in my heart and feel how time is just, I don't want to say time is an illusion, but time is not what we were taught that it is. It is not this one linear thing where now is now and then is then. But I can bring that experience that I know is coming into this moment and have that experience steady me through a challenging time. Another great example of the other thing that I'm really excited about, and you guys know I talk about this so much, is Christmas. Christmas is one of those inevitable things. It's coming our way. So a great practice for today can be to invite Christmas into my home, right? To actually do the first thing of Christmas decorating or watching a Christmas movie or doing something that evokes that spirit of Christmas. If Christmas happens to be the thing that is making you hopeful and joyful this week, then you can do something that brings the spirit of Christmas into your life now, even though technically it's kind of early, right? So whatever it is that that thing that you're excited about is in the future, give yourself a moment today to tangibly hold it in your heart. That could mean planning something logistic out. It can mean talking about this thing in conversation. It can be writing a list about the things that are left to get done for you to get to that place. Anything actually logistical material that you feel like you can kind of shape and hold in your hand as you bring it into your heart, just to have the excitement of that joyful experience that's coming your way. Make this week a little bit lighter. I have two big exciting things coming in the future, and I'm really excited that I get to be joyful and feel good about them right now. It's definitely bringing a sense of joy into a very, very chaotic week. I hope this mini practice does the same for you. Have a beautiful day getting excited about what's ahead. I hope you feel a sense of hope and joy in your heart. Have a beautiful weekend. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.